This is the Black and Blue Report presented by ABC Insurance Agencies, a better choice for insurance. Now from Studio B, or wherever the Saints or Pelicans might be, here's Sean Kelly.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the Black and Blue Report, the podcast for Saints and Pelicans fans, and welcome in, everyone, to NFL Draft Week. How about that? We're already here. It is going to be a busy week, of course, around our building, but across the entire league, and we've got plenty planned for you here, not only through the Black and Blue Report, but coverage all week long at NewOrleansSaints.com and on your Saints mobile app presented by Verizon. So it is a special time of year on the football side, that's for sure, and the draft obviously begins on Thursday with round one in prime time. We'll have our own coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com, a great way to supplement the covers done by ESPN and the NFL Network. And we'll give you more details about what we're going to do this time around as the week progresses. Today, though, it's a lot of black and gold talk. We have a Saints legend with us, and we have a Saints player that we haven't heard from in a while. And it is a wide-ranging visit today with Saints defensive back Kenny Vaccaro. The Saints legend is going to be Stan Brock, who has a big event coming up in May, but always great to check in with Stan, and we'll do that. Details on that interview in just a moment. First up, though, our visit today with Kenny Vaccaro is wide-ranging. It covers a lot of different topics. Number one is off-season, which involved a lot of travel and a very special project that he is doing with some friends, and he also is looking for help in building a school in Kenya. It's a very good story. It's one of those deals where it kind of just organically came to be, and I want you to hear Kenny describe it to you in just a moment. Kenny touches upon maybe what he learned or how his suspension at the end of last season affected him. He also talks about Alex Okafor, one of the newest Saints free agent signees, and he also has some thoughts about the schedule, which, as you know, came out this past Thursday. So a very good visit right here in Studio B with Kenny Vaccaro. Stan Brock is going to talk to us today about the Black and Gold Classic, which will be taking place in Grand Isle next month. That involves fishing and shooting and music and food and all kinds of stuff. It'll be a great event, and it's for a great cause, benefiting the Green Berets and their foundations, the work that they do in support of those who protect our freedoms. Stan Brock is very, very much involved with that, and it dates back to his days at West Point. And so it's great to hear from Stan. We haven't heard from him since the fall during the whole 50th season anniversary celebration. So Stan Brock will be here in just a moment. Let's see, what else is going on this week? Ah, yes, the NBA playoffs continue, and there are some interesting storylines, aren't there? First of all, the Cleveland Cavaliers have already completed their sweep of Indiana. They're going to be idle for like 7 to 9 days now. And then I heard this morning on the radio somebody talking about, well, Cleveland's defense wasn't all that, you know, up the snuff and everything. They swept. Okay, great. There you go. Let's see what happens in the next round. I'm not so sure they're ready to be tested just yet. Washington may be the team that ends up giving them the test in the East. Otherwise, I just don't see it right now. Interestingly enough, the Celtics have come back to life. They've tied up their series 2-2. Toronto and Milwaukee are in a 2-2 situation as well. And then out west, Golden State has a sidebar now with Steve Kerr's situation. Kevin Durant may miss another game, but yet it seems the Warriors are in control there. Meanwhile, the Rockets may be on the brink of pushing Oklahoma City right out the door. And by the way, the game on Saturday night between the Spurs and the Grizzlies is about as good as it gets. So plenty more of that action coming up this week, and we'll touch upon that again with some of the folks that we know that cover the NBA playoffs on a national basis. We'll effort for that this week. Otherwise, we're zeroed in on the draft. On the draft. And Jazz Fest. Yes, because that starts this week too. Speaking of, there's a little added bonus to your listenership today of the Black and Blue Report. Daniel, wave at everybody. Daniel's with me in Studio B today. He'll be hosting tomorrow, by the way. Daniel's passed me a note that says, right now, you can win two tickets to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, access to the Pelicans VIP hospitality area for the May 6th date, and a Pelicans Festival swag pack, including festival chairs, hats, a flag, and more. all you have to do is follow at Pelicans NBA on social media for details. You can also enter right now at pelicans.com. Again, this will be for the second weekend of Jazz Fest, May 6th, but let's get the word out now. Your chance to win. Just get involved right here. I mean, enter to win at pelicans.com and then follow at PelicansNBA. I want to say that's on Twitter and Instagram for more details on how to win what looks to be a fabulous Jazz and Heritage Festival prize pack. Good stuff. I'll remind you of that real quick before we finish up today, and we'll preview Daniel's Black and Blue report tomorrow before we also finish up on this Monday. Time for a quick timeout. When we continue, Kenny Vaccaro and then Stan Brock here on the Black and Blue Report. Everything you need to know about your New Orleans Pelicans is right in the palm of your hands. The New Orleans Pelicans app is easy to use, plus makes an excellent companion whether you're watching the team in the Smoothie King Center or on the road. Recently added features on the app include the latest videos and highlights, plus access to a full list of arena amenities. Download the Pelicans app for free now on your iPhone or Android devices. For more information, check out pelicans.com today.
Are you ready for a slimmer and trimmer you? Smoothie King's new and improved Slim and Trim meal replacement smoothies are here. Now with just 250 or fewer calories per 20-ounce cup, they're slimmer and trimmer than ever. Keep your diet on track and feel fuller longer with at least 11 grams of protein and 6 grams of fiber. Add Smoothie King to your diet today with new and improved Slim and Trim smoothies in 3 delicious flavors. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Diet and weight loss depend on individual needs, eating right, and exercising daily.
We call it No Appointment Radio. You're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
Kenny Vaccaro is fresh from the Saints locker room, joins us here in Studio B on this Monday. The start of NFL Draft Week. This is a crazy week for us, and I'm glad you were able to join us. You're the right guy to start it off with.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Think back to your NFL Draft Week. Remember?
I remember, man. It's back in New York, the original place of the draft. Had my family there, had my college coach. I just remember getting that call. Walking across that stage, it was almost like I just went blank. 4 years later, now I'm here.
What did you wear? I don't even remember.
I think I had like a Alba, you know, all those suits they have, all these brands. They're trying to get people to buy the suits. It was like a black, maroon, like a burgundy type color with gray, little three-piece.
You're shaking your head at me now like it was no big deal. But then I bet you gave it some thought. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you had all these suit companies trying to come in to wear their suit, and kind of at the end, I was like, just give me this one. But yeah, I wasn't one of those guys that wanted to have like the, I really didn't care as much about my outfit. I just wanted to look nice, crisp, and clean.
Yeah, what's it like for guys right now? Try and put yourself back in those shoes again. You know, the workouts are done, the interviews are done. You know, did you or do these guys read all the mock drafts and the reports, or do you kind of just lay low until draft time?
You try not to, but you see all of them. Uh-huh. You see the risers, the fallers, the Daniel Jeremiah's top mock draft, the Bucky Brooks. I used to read all that stuff, but in the end, by the time the draft came around, I had already done all I could do, and it was kind of relieving. Just got to sit back and relax.
Is it fun in any way, or is it nerve-wracking, the whole process?
Nerve-wracking. The combine is, I don't want to say terrible, but it's a tough, tough process. By the time we actually perform on the field and all the fans get to see what we do, we've already went through psych tests. We went through stretching tests. Some guys, if you had a thumbnail fall off, you had to get tested for by the medical team. So a lot of guys, that's why you see them perform better at the pro day, because it's you're drained by the time you get to run your 40.
So if we're going to have the pro day, do we need the combine? But from a player standpoint, do we have to have all of it? You know, like Christian McCaffrey this year decided, you know what, if you don't know about me by now, then that's on you. So he decided no more private workouts.
Yeah.
Are we overloaded at this point? What's the right mix for evaluating and figuring out these players and getting them ready for the draft?
I think it's one or the other. I think a lot of times the guys think they need to do the combine because it shows that you want to compete. But at the same time, 85% of the draft evaluation is on film, man. Once you test, once you show what you can do athletically, there shouldn't be all these private workouts, these pro day stacked on top of combine. It should be just one or two things, and maybe a team will have you do something that you haven't shown on film, but that's about it.
I don't want you to answer specifically this question, but I will say that I will ask you this. You know, you guys are back in town for the most part, working out and all that. Do you all, you know, as current members of the Saints roster, do you all find yourselves talking about what you think or not think about what the team may or may not do as far as the draft goes? Is that something you guys discuss when you're, you know, getting ready to work out or finishing up, that kind of a thing?
Not really. I mean, there'll be chatter here and there, but, I mean, you never know. You never know with us. So, but, yeah, we don't really talk about it much.
Okay. By the way, I'm glad we got you because you've been all over the world here in the last few weeks.
Yeah,
or 2 months, I guess I should say. How many countries did you visit this offseason?
Well, I went with we had like a little boys trip with some teammates with Mark, Cam, Vaughn, Sterling, B-Dub. We all went out to Paris and Amsterdam.
That was a grown man's trip.
Yeah, that was fun. It was during Fashion Week, too, so it was kind of crazy out there. And then we ended up going over to Dubai and then actually ended up in Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, doing some charity work with a friend.
Let's talk about Kenya first, and then I'll go back and ask you about your other experience. I was so pleased to see what you were doing with Kenya. And if I get this wrong, tell me. But we're calling this, is this Blessed Hope, Blessed Hope? Is this is this the project you're referring to in Kenya?
Yeah, so one of my best friends, he's actually from New Zealand. He was a former pro rugby player. He's going to school at Stanford now. He's actually the president of my foundation. He started this last year. He went over there for 6 weeks, actually stayed in the slums where it's, he actually got the full experience. Told me to come over the next year. I did. Me and I got Alex to come with me.
Alex, and we
just kind of fell in love with it while we were over there. The kids, they really don't have anything, but they're happy, man. They're smiling. They're out there playing. And the situation they're in is very, very, very bad. I've never seen worse.
So what is it that you all are trying to accomplish then?
So the school in the Kibera slums was the biggest slum in Africa, like the poorest part of the country. It's overcapacitated. So some of those kids aren't going to be able to go to school no more. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a brand new school on top of a hill right over the Kibera slums that doesn't have all the trash. You can smell the fumes. There's a lot of trash all around the whole slum. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to build a whole new school over there.
Kind of out of the mess.
It's still in the slum, but it's like on top of a hill. The school that I was working at, you had to walk through. It almost looked like a landfill. Like when you kind of like walk through the trash and over the train tracks. You got chickens and goats. Like the stuff the animals they're eating are eating out of this trash. We couldn't drink the water because it's contaminated. So we're trying to help in all those areas.
So what kind of a school, Kenny, do you want to build there?
It's really like, it's for the younger kids, to be honest. But the end goal really is to have a school/kind of sports academy. We got to play some sports with them, but they don't really have anything. They have worn down balls. Some of the boys and girls there didn't really have shoes. They need help, and I'm trying to help.
All right, so your friend says, hey, come see this. You've got to come see this.
Mm-hmm.
How does it go from come experience this to I need to get a school done here? What happened in that process?
Well, he had already started raising money by himself, which is hard to do, just straight off like a GoFundMe. Put his money into it. And I just want to get involved. I mean, those are my three best friends. I haven't done too much like big things off the field, and I thought this would be it really touched my heart working with those kids, and I was like, I got to get involved, and I want to get this school built. I mean, I just it's in my heart. I feel like God's calling me to do it.
Does some of it have to do with the fact that you're a father yourself?
Oh yeah, definitely. And then I feel bad because I go back and my son and my kid they're so blessed, and they don't even know what's going on over there because the way America is now, when you go over there, we're in a bubble, man. We can't even imagine, even fathom what's going on in other places. We just see it on TV, but you really can't get the full experience until those kids are grabbing your hand, touching your hand, just wanting to be loved rather than have a new iPad or go play video games or you go to the movies or anything like that. They just want to be loved.
Yeah, I can completely appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I can't even get my arms around it, to tell you the truth.
It's crazy.
This is an ambitious project. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It sounds, though, like it's going to need a lot.
Yeah.
So is there a way that folks can maybe jump on board with you? If this moves them as well, is there a way that they can help?
Yeah, they can get a blessedhopeproject.com. We have like a GoFundMe set up. I mean, that's probably the best way. We tried to put it on our Instagram, but you can't click the link on my picture, actually. So a lot of people won't take the time to go to my page, click on the bio that's in my page, and then donate. But, I mean, anything helps. I mean, you get a whole bunch of people donating a dollar. It's all going towards the school. I'm actually going to have my foundation starting up this year, and most of the money in the beginning is going to go. And then I think I've already gave $15,000 when I was over there, just as much as I could, just to go towards the school myself. Right. And then my friend Michael, he gave money, and then Alex did too. So, I mean, it's not just us asking for money. We're putting a lot of our money into it too. What,
can you see a projected open date for the school?
It just depends. The quicker we can get this money, get to the contractor, get to the builder, we can get it done. I'm going to go back next year. I'm going to go the next 2 years. I want to bring my two boys next year.
Yeah. Is there a number?
A number?
Yeah, is there a number? I mean, the reason I bring this up is, Kenny, you never know who may hear you talking about this.
Yeah.
And in combination with you and your partners on this, they may, if they're aware of what the number might be to get the doors open, you never know. They may jump in with both feet. Is there a number that says, okay, we need to get this number to open the doors?
Yeah.
Has that been determined yet, I guess, at this point?
Yeah, I think we've projected it. I think we've already put in like $25,000 to $30,000. It probably is gonna take like $100,000 to $120,000 total just to build the land, the whole school, and it'll be the nicest school over there because it's not that expensive over there, man.
Right.
But yeah, probably $100,000 to $220,000.
Okay.
Get that raise.
Maybe there's somebody out there that's, you don't know.
I mean, whatever helps. I mean, if not, eventually we're going to get this school done. But
right.
I'd appreciate it if anybody out there wants to help.
Okay. Very good. The other trips you made, was it eye-opening? Did you take away something from either be Dubai or Amsterdam or Paris?
It's just different, man. I mean, when you go from the richest city in the world to the poorest, it's crazy. Dubai, just the architecture. We had dinner in the sky, me and my girl. That was fun. We went to the Burj Khalifa, a 7-star hotel I didn't know existed. I thought they stopped at 5.
I did too. I didn't know this.
7-star. Actually, that was the Burj Al Arab. The Burj Khalifa is the tallest building in the world. It looks like they just built it so it could be the tallest building in the world. It didn't even look like much of anything. The Dubai Mall had one of the biggest aquariums in the world in the mall. It was crazy. Like the fountains. Have you ever been to Bellagio in Vegas?
Yeah.
It like something that was 10 times better than Bellagio outside the mall.
You're kidding me.
30 minutes on the dot. Every 30 minutes, they like did like a fountain show. I mean, it was pretty crazy. Exotic cars. Everything you see on TV.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned Alex Okafor, one of the new free agent signings from the Saints. You guys are pretty tight. So give me something about Alex that maybe I wasn't able to gain from my conversation with him. Is there something that I should know or Saints fans should know about Alex and what he's bringing to this football team?
I just think he's going to be a really good addition to the locker room. I think he can play the run in the pass. He's had some injuries, but I think his best football is ahead of him, and I think we really, really had a good signing with him. He's hungry. He's been hurt the past 2 years. Anytime you're trying to prove yourself and get back to where you were, you're going to play your hardest. You're going to be a good teammate, and I think he's really going to benefit us.
There's this thing called time, and I guess as I get older, I spend more of my time thinking about the time ahead. Mm-hmm. For you, as we've kind of now stepped closer and closer to OTAs, minicamp, and whatnot, what's on your mind, I guess, is about what's ahead for you on the field?
As far as what?
Is there anything that, you know, whether it be with on those long plane rides or whatever, you thought to yourself, you know, I'd like to take this step as a player, or this is kind of what I'm thinking about as far as my game moving forward.
Yeah, well, with me, I mean, of course, I haven't really talked much about my suspension. I thought I was on a roll those last 4 or 5 games before I got suspended. I think that hurt me. I think I kind of stepped on my own foot with that. But at the same time, I think this year I need to take that elite step and as far as safeties go, whether it's first the run versus the pass. I think I've had a lot of flashes. I think I've had streaks where I've showed dominance. But I really want the respect, not just here in New Orleans, but just around the country. And I think the first thing that happens with that is us winning. When you win, everybody eats. Everybody knows that. And it's really not about me. If I can get our secondary to come together as a unit, our defense to come together as a unit, because our offense is always rolling, all those accolades, all those personal things will come. But obviously I have my own goals, and be for me just to take that next step in this league.
Yeah. The suspension you mentioned, mm-hmm. there's really not a whole lot to talk about. It's
no.
pretty black and white. Did it affect you in any way? Did it give you pause? Coach Payton always talks about we got to learn from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did it affect you in any way, or was it just one of those deals? I'm good. I'm moving on, and then we'll go from there.
I moved on, but the only thing that affected me was just not being able to be out there with the guys. Coach Payton kind of talked to me a little bit about how as you get older in this league and things happen, the train keeps moving. He talked about when he was suspended, how it kept rolling. The interim coach, there's the walkthroughs, everything, nothing stops. The NFL does not stop for anybody, and that's the biggest thing that I learned. Don't take a snap for granted. Don't take a dumb decision. Don't let a dumb decision blow your season. I learned a lot from it, and it was an eye-opening experience.
Yep. Two last things real quick. Number one, will you please keep us updated on the school and the progress there?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Number two, the schedule came out on Thursday. Was that a big moment? Did you like getting the schedule in your hands on Thursday, or did you kind of just, I'll see it when I see it?
I mean, I scanned over it. It's going to be fun. There's some teams I definitely will have circled on the schedule, mostly in the division every year, but it's going to be some fun. It's going to be fun.
What about outside the division? Anything in particular jump out at you?
One of my good friends is Kenny Steele, so Miami's going to be a fun game in London.
Right.
I haven't got to play against Gronkowski. I want to go against him with the Patriots.
Okay.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of games,
yep.
but there's just a few games. I mean, the return of Cooks, that'll be awesome in
yes.
the Dome. Always, I mean, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and Carolina. I mean, those are all.
Well, that's, yeah. I think all of us get fired up about that.
But, yeah, there's a couple games.
Is there a stadium you'll play in this year that you haven't played in yet?
The new Minnesota one, right? That's
yes,
brand new.
That's right off the bat, Monday Night Football.
Does Atlanta have a new one? Is it going to be this year?
Well, they say they're going to have it ready to go. That's a whole other show.
We'll see. But I heard the Minnesota one's crazy. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll
and
be
Buffalo
fun.
In November. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, that'll be my first. It'll be snowing probably, right?
Well, we may catch a break. I think that's November 12th.
I've never played in a snow game, so I'm looking forward to that. Go out there with no sleeves on. Tough guy it out. Old school style.
All right.
Yeah.
It'll be good,
yeah,
especially in slow motion with the snow coming down on you.
Yeah, maybe get some good shots.
Good to see you.
Good to see you,
You
man.
Look good, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep. All the best.
Appreciate
Again,
it.
Keep us up to speed on the school.
All right, I will. I appreciate it.
All right, Kenny Vaccaro with us here. Saints defensive back on the Black and Blue Report.
The Bayou Country Superfest is coming to New Orleans, starring Blake Shelton. And done. Rascal Flatts.
I like the sound. I like the sound of that.
Thomas Rhett.
Happy
Hank Williams Jr.
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
And more. Memorial Day weekend, May 26th through 28th at the air-conditioned Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Tickets on sale now with Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, Brooks and Dunn, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett, Hank Williams Jr., Brett Eldridge, Old Dominion, and more. Plus a free kickoff concert May 26th. For hotel info, visit BayouCountrySuperfest.com. Sponsored in part by Bud Light, the official beer of the Bayou Country Superfest.
Ochsner believes the best way to predict the future is to invent it. Here, our doctors and staff are changing lives day after day.
Every week, I'm operating on babies who are days old with hearts smaller than walnuts. We're giving these kids a life they wouldn't otherwise have, a chance to grow up.
Sometimes, cancer patients come who were told they were out of options. But Ochsner has the most clinical trials in the state. It's amazing to be able to give second chances.
We're always a step ahead, even with simple things, like getting you in to see a doctor today versus a week from now, so what you have doesn't become something bigger. It makes a difference.
Every day, Ochsner is creating a better future by looking forward and thinking differently to find life-changing solutions. That's healthcare with peace of mind. Appointments are available today. Call 866-OCHSNER or visit ochsner.org.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. Here's Sean Kelly.
Stan Brock's been with us before, of course, because he's a Saints legend. And by the way, he tells great stories. And it's always great when we find him under good circumstances as we've done more often than not, Stan. I would say that certainly there's been times of heartbreak that we've had to talk to you, but look, whenever we get to talk to you and have some fun with it, that's my favorite time to talk to Stan, isn't it?
I appreciate it. Yeah, I really appreciate that, John. Thanks for having me on, and we're really excited about this event and excited to get it rolling.
Yeah, I am too, because I think all of us will be ready for some fun after we get done with the NFL draft and kind of the offseason all at least set up, and the schedule will be out and everything else. So next month, you're going to be back in Louisiana, and it's time again for a big event at Grand Isle. Maybe you could just kind of give us the overview of what you and your friends are setting up for folks.
That sounds good. This is our fifth year. It's called the Black and Gold Classic. It's open to the public fishing rodeo. We fish for specks and reds. But the bigger part is, like most of the things that happen in Louisiana, it's really all about the party. So I bring a bunch of my old teammates and guys I played against. We have guys from the Houston Oilers coming and from a few of the other teams around the league. But mainly it's made up of Saints alumni and current players. And we get it down there to Grand Isle, and we have a fishing tournament. We have a big band. We have three bands coming in. The Zydeco band is going to be there. We have a crawfish boil. The guys are always around, and really, it's so much fun to be around them. And you talk about telling stories, and you know, because you've been around enough alumni guys, the longer we were out, the better we were. You know, so you forget about all the bad things and get to sit around and talk about all the good times that we had.
It's the same way with all of us too, Stan. Don't just say it's Saints alumni that are like that. We're all like that. The Black and Gold Classic will be May 19th and 20th, as Stan mentioned, down in Grand Isle. Stan, what about accommodations for people who want to come in and spend the weekend? What can you say about that?
Well, there's, you know, Grand Isle is pretty small. We have the Bridgeside Marina. We have that basically leased up, and if anybody needs a room, they have some rooms available. But there's some hotels, just on the other side of the island before you get down there. You can all the way through is Highway 1, and you get down in there. 318, I think it's 318. But there's enough rooms around if you want to come down there and spend the night. It's a good event, and I think I don't think I said it, but we raise money for the Green Beret Foundation, and it's something that's very close to me. I, as you may or may not know, I was the offensive line coach for four years at West Point, and then the head coach for 2 years. And during my six-year time there, I got to meet a lot of special forces, and then a lot of the kids that we recruited became special forces, and one in particular, Seth Neiman, became a Green Beret. And Seth was actually the first 300-plus pound special forces. And then when he became a Green Beret, he got blown up, lost a leg. The other one was a mess. His head was pretty messed up. And when I went and saw him and Walter Reed, I knew that I was going to do something. That's really where this started, and I appreciate that those kids and all that they do to protect us and really to allow us to have events like this. Because if it wasn't for them, I really believe that we would not be having events. We'd be fighting battle on this soil.
Well said. And because of my own personal situation, I'm with you here as far as putting this at the top of any charitable list that I would like to participate with. Stan, I know that that time of year there's so much going on, and while I would love for everyone to just go down for the whole weekend and participate in everything, I can't help but notice that the schedule is kind of right to where, let's say you could only do the fishing rodeo or the shooting competition, or heck, maybe you just wanted to come down and eat and enjoy the live music. Can folks kind of piecemeal it and say, okay, I'm going to spend the $30 on the rodeo or the ticket for the music? Can they pick and choose a la carte here how they want to spend time with you? Nope. All?
Yeah, no question. We bring a group over from Briley, Shooting, and they set up a shooting range out on the beach. It's the only place that you'll ever get to shoot with your feet in the sand. And it's a shotgun clay target shooting. He sets up a five stand for us. And so you can do that, or you can come and just fish, or like you're saying, you can come and at the rodeo. We'll have tons of food at the rodeo. We're going to have a big crawfish boil going on down there. You can, you know, you can, once you get into the end of the concert, you can you know, have all the food. And of course, we just want people there, and I think that people bring people. We'll have lots of raffle items. The Saints will be there. Everyone will be there. I make sure that I invite guys that understand what it means, and they are accessible to everyone. And we make sure that you know, that everyone can sit around and get autographs, and there's no issues with any of that. There will be some special forces down there, so it's a great time to just come and mingle and be around people.
Stan Brock with us here on the Black and Blue Report. Stan, you said this is the fifth year. How many folks have you been able to have come down in the years prior, and what would you really like to see?
I'd like to just see more people be involved. I think that, I like raising money for the Green Beret. I think they're very, very important, and it's critical. But you know what? It's really also a great time for all of us as players when we all get together and to be able to sit around and mingle and chat and talk with everyone. It's really a good time. So just a lot of people, and I think the more people that get there, the better off we are from every standpoint, because we'll have more fun, we'll raise more money, and it'll just be a great situation. So if you can come, come on down.
Yeah, Black and Gold Classic again, May 19 and 20. Right around Bridgeside Arena there in Grand Isle. And there is a website. Let me pass that along real quick. It's blackandgoldclassic.com/Louisiana/registration. Stan, I'm going to try
wow,
to make it down.
Deep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of stuff. You can just go to the blackandgoldclassic.com and you can get to all the other stuff. Don't worry about all the slashes and hash marks. You can get there.
Perfect. Nice, nicely done to simplify it. That's you as my coach here. Is that's what this is, Stan?
We can make it work. Hey, I really appreciate it, Sean. Thanks for having us on.
No problem. Hey, Stan, one more thing before I let you go. It was about a year ago this time that the Saints launched basically their 50th anniversary season. And I know there was a real concerted effort on the organization to reach out and regather, I guess, a lot of Saints alumni. Do you feel like, in your own experience, that went well, and that this organization is a closer, tighter-knit group because of that effort?
Well, I think they had the All-50 team there this year. And, I mean, really, for everything that they did for all of us, that Mr. Benson went overboard and making sure that we were all taken care of, it would be hard for me to say anything other than, yeah, it's really good. It's much better than it was. You know, they have Dan Simmons is in place now, and he's kind of been working with a bunch of the alumni. So, it's a very, very positive situation.
Okay, good. Stan Brock, Saints tackle and legend alum, of course, joining us here. And we'll see you next month, Stan. It will be here really fast, and we're looking forward to it.
It will. It'll be here in a heartbeat.
If you don't want to miss out on any of the action, get connected with your New Orleans Pelicans 24/7, 365. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter for exclusive prizes and giveaways. Plus text with all the latest breaking news right on your phone with Pelicans Mobile Alerts. Visit Pelicans.com for information on these great features. Plus, sign up for Pelicans Insider with weekly updates from the Pelicans. Join the conversation today.
Staying informed before and after a storm is critical. Hello, I'm Dave Mason, Entergy lineman and safety specialist. Sign up for text alerts by downloading the free Entergy app. If the power goes out, we'll keep you informed with outage maps and alerts. You can also visit EntergyStormCenter.com, where you can learn how we are preparing for the storm and how you can prepare. That's EntergyStormCenter.com.
Want to listen to the Black and Blue Report on your phone? Download the Saints and Pelicans app today.
Two great conversations today. I hope you enjoyed our visits with Kenny Vaccaro and Stan Brock. It's a great start to NFL Draft Week for us here. We pick up our draft preview series tomorrow. Daniel Salerson will be hosting the Black and Blue Report. Catherine Terrell, our old friend, used to cover the Saints for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune, now works on the Cincinnati Bengals beat for ESPN and ESPN.com. The Bengals will select, I want to say, two slots ahead of the Saints this coming Thursday. She'll preview the Bengals draft and talk about what their strategy could be throughout the weekend. They have a lot of picks. Anyway, that's tomorrow, and of course, more NFL draft to preview materials from Daniel on the Tuesday edition of the Black and Blue Report. Once again, don't forget, two tickets and a prize pack on the line for you, thanks to the New Orleans Pelicans and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. We'll remind you each day about this, but you can begin to enter now at pelicans.com, and you can also follow at PelicansNBA on social media for all the details on that prize pack. Thanks to Kenny and Stan for their efforts today. Thanks to Daniel Salerson for being alongside here in Studio B. He gets to do all the hard work now. As I wrap up this segment, he will produce and then distribute the Monday edition of the Black and Blue Report. I'm Sean Kelly. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report, presented by ABC Insurance Agencies. A better choice for insurance. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at noon Central or at your convenience exclusively online at Pelicans.com and NewOrleansSaints.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.